You're listening to SBS News.
When researching a famous or notable person on the internet, their Wikipedia page is often the top search result. The free online encyclopedia, created and edited by volunteers, is the fifth most visited website globally, containing over 40 million articles in 265 languages. Despite the vast number of profiles, only 17% are about women. That's a gender gap which Wikipedia has noticed, launching a program in 2015 called Women in Red. A group of Australian women working in the health and medical sector have joined in the global effort, taking to their own keyboards at a Wikipedia editathon in Sydney. Professor of Mental Health at the Black Dog Institute, Catherine Boydell, is one of these women. She says she found it concerning so few significant women are featured on Wikipedia.
When you Google someone's name, it's often the Wikipedia page that comes up first. It's kind of a living document, or should be, updated regularly. And I just think that it's a loss that so many of the contributing women don't have that present in terms of the accolades and what they contributed to the field, to society. So I think it's quite a glaring gap.
In particular, Professor Boydell was alarmed by the lack of profiles on famous female psychiatrists within her own field.
Mary Siemens is an absolutely amazing psychiatrist. She is now retired. She's probably 84 years of age. She still reviews at least 30 papers a week. She writes prolifically articles, books, and she does not have a Wikipedia presence, which to me was absolutely shocking. And it's interesting when I Googled her husband, who is also a psychiatrist, wow, he's right up there. He's got his Wikipedia page.
Professor Boydell's concern about the lack of female representation on Wikipedia is not isolated. 24-year-old New South Wales Cancer Council assistant researcher Gabriella Tiernan shares the sentiment. Still early in the stages of her career, Ms. Tiernan is determined to raise the profiles of accomplished women in the field of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. In Australia, women make up less than a third of STEM graduates, a statistic Ms. Tiernan says more female Wikipedia pages could help to change.
If women can see that other women are being successful in STEM and they can see their achievements in seeing those profiles, they can see the pathways that these women have taken to getting to where they are today, and that is such an important source of information and such a way to inspire women to undertake those pathways and embark on a journey in STEM.
Like Ms. Tiernan, a molecular biologist specialising in diabetes research, Shilpa Nagarajan, also wants to help raise the profile of women in the field of STEM. In particular, Ms. Nagarajan wants to improve scientific literacy among young Australians. She says as a child she knew very few names of scientists, in particular female scientists that share her Indian heritage.
When I was growing up, I didn't know any female scientists at all. I think the only one I probably knew was Kalpana Chawla. She was the first Indian astronaut, I believe. And so I had to write a report about her, and that kind of just, you know, changed my idea of the contribution of modern women from India in STEM.
Ms. Nagarajan hopes that by increasing the number of Wikipedia pages on women of colour in STEM, more young women will be inspired to follow a scientific career.
Although, you know, women have their own challenges and obstacles in STEM, but so do women of colour. And we also bring our own perspectives. And I think it would be very useful to know these women, realise that they're not a minority. There's a lot of women in STEM.
The Wikipedia Editathon was hosted by Franklin Women at Sydney University. It is hoped the event will lead to more women engaging in and writing Wikipedia pages about other females and lead to equal representation. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.